Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, April 6, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Appalachian Spring. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives into the deep sea of knowledge contained within the vast ocean of Wikipedia. Today, we're turning the page of history to a celebrated piece of American culture, the ballet Appalachian Spring. Appalachian Spring is a ballet with music by the eminent 20th century American composer Aaron Copland. It's a piece that captures the essence of the American spirit, blending a story of simplicity and hope with music that has resonated deeply with audiences since its premiere. Now let's set the stage. The year is 1944. The world is in the throes of the Second World War, and people are searching for a glimmer of hope and a taste of the familiar. Along comes a creation that speaks to the heart of America, a collaboration between Aaron Copland and the legendary modern dance choreographer Martha Graham. The story of Appalachian Spring is a simple one. It's about a young couple in the springtime of their life, setting up their new home in the Pennsylvania hills. It captures love, hope, and the pioneering American spirit. The work is a conversation between movement and music, each enhancing the other to tell this tale. Interestingly, beloved listeners, when Copland was composing the music, the ballet didn't have a name yet. It was originally called Ballet for Martha. Only later, after Graham suggested using a line from a Hart Crane poem, did it become Appalachian Spring, a title that conjures such vivid imagery of new beginnings and the freshness of a blooming season in the Appalachian Mountains. Now let's talk about the music. Copland's score is a masterpiece of modern music. One could argue its centerpiece is a set of variations on the Shaker melody, Simple Gifts. This tune encapsulates the themes of simplicity and joy, themes that were incredibly resonant during World War II, and even now, they haven't lost their power to move us. The ballet itself won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 1945, confirming its value and excellence as an original American composition. But let's ponder for a moment. What makes Appalachian Spring so universally appealing? It's something that's worth considering, isn't it? Could it be the universality of its themes or the brightness of its score that cuts across different cultures and backgrounds? Listeners, have you ever experienced something so quintessentially American that it's almost palpable? This ballet, this music, has a way of striking that chord. It's like the smell of apple pies cooling on a windowsill or the rustle of leaves underfoot in a hardwood forest. There's something undeniably home about it. And we must not forget Martha Graham's contribution to this piece. Her choreography is as much a part of the story as the notes coming from the orchestra pit. Graham's movements speak of strength, of pioneering toughness, and the tenderness of new beginnings. She performed as the original bride, giving life to the story through her body's poetry, and her impact on modern dance is immeasurable. Now here's a real-life anecdote to bring this closer to home. Once upon a time, I had the privilege of attending a performance of Appalachian Spring. As the first notes floated from the orchestra, the audience went still. You could have heard a pin drop. Each leap and turn of the dancers on stage was an echo of an American dream, a narrative of hope that transcends time and space. That's the magic of this ballet, the ability to transport and to resonate with something deep inside each of us. But words can only capture so much. If you haven't heard Copland's music, I encourage you, no, I challenge you, to go listen to Appalachian Spring. Let the music be a backdrop to your day, whether you're driving to work, cooking dinner, or just needing a moment of peace. And after that, imagine watching the ballet unfold on stage. How do you think the physical storytelling of Graham's choreography would enhance your experience of the music? Do you think you'd feel a deeper connection to the characters and their journey through life's simple yet profound moments? Interestingly, Appalachian Spring continues to be a relevant cultural artifact to this day. New productions keep emerging, and the ballet is taught in dance schools worldwide, introducing new generations to its captivating story and iconic American music. So, dear listeners, in closing, Appalachian Spring isn't just about the hopefulness of a young couple or the boundlessness of the American spirit. It's about our collective human experience, about beginnings and the joy found in life's simplicity. What are your thoughts on Appalachian Spring? How does its portrayal of American life resonate with you? Head over to our social media platforms after the episode and share your insights. I'd love to hear if any of you have seen this ballet live and what impressions it made on you. Thank you for joining me here on Wikipedia. If today's episode has stirred something within you, I'd encourage you to delve deeper into the Wikipedia article on Appalachian Spring. Discover more about Aaron Copland, Martha Graham, and the enduring legacy of this powerful piece of American ballet. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and may your life echo with the simple gifts of every day.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Appalachian Spring. Thanks for listening. See you next time.